Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and freshly cleaned homes. And it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at SimpliSafe Home Security, the only home security system I use and recommend. Here's why I love it. It's trusted by experts. SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security Systems for 2024 by U.S. News & World Report, and Newsweek awarded it Best Customer Service in Home Security. The system blankets your whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more, plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day, so you get fast emergency response and dispatch when you need it most. SimpliSafe professional monitoring agents can even help stop crime in real time by speaking to intruders through the wireless indoor camera, warning them that they're being recorded and police are on their way. With no contract and a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try SimpliSafe risk-free. Don't absolutely love it? Send the system back for a full refund. SimpliSafe has given me and many of our listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Just visit simplisafe.com/man-in-the-window. That's simplisafe.com/man-in-the-window. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
This is Sign Off, a branded podcast from LA Times Studios and paid for by Bleecker Street and LD Entertainment in support of the film ISS. Only in theatres, January 19th.
Welcome back to Russia Today on R1 Cable News. I'm Viktor Antonov. We're coming to you in the middle of multiple major breaking news stories. It's just been confirmed that nuclear warheads launched from Russia are approaching the United States. The missiles were launched by military officials allegiant to a group calling itself the Red Federation that has been engaged in a coup against the government. Rumors have that coup succeeding, but we operate on fact here, not on rumor. You know Lydia Rudin as a regular guest and a former ambassador in the Muratov administration. Lydia, we're hearing from sources that the coup succeeded. But the president was live on the air 10 minutes ago talking very strongly about putting it down. Shouldn't we read that as a sign that he's still in charge?
Sources inside the Kremlin assure me the people behind the coup are being identified and detained. The administration is united in putting it down and making sure the people behind it face justice.
Lydia, the missiles have hit Minot Air Force Base in the it's in the northern center of the U.S., North Dakota.
What is going on? Anyone?
All right, we're back. We have R1 field reporter Nina Subotin just down the street outside the Kremlin. Nina, what are you seeing?
Viktor, after the two detonations this morning, crowds started showing up outside the Kremlin in protest. After they heard from the president about the Red Federation and after this latest attack, and, well, parts of the crowd started rioting. They're seeing more and more violence. I don't know how much longer if we can stay here.
Yes, Nina, it's Lydia. Where are the police, the military?
We have been seeing soldiers kind of corralling the crowds, but we noticed, but you can see one here, Sergei is going to zoom in. You can see they don't have any sort of ID, no patches or insignia, just uniforms. Minutes ago, we started seeing these, they're calling them green shirts, fighting with other soldiers and the police. We think they're part of the Red Federation. We're hearing gunshots. The crowd trying to move away, but we don't... Where are they coming from?
Nina, what are you seeing?
There are... two, you can see two people carrying a woman who looks like she's...
Nina, get out of there. Hide.
No. No. We can't stay here. No.
Nina, are you there? Are you still with us?
Sergei, wake up. Somebody help me.
Just a few moments ago, you saw an R1 camera operator shot on air, Sergei Volkov. He's being evacuated, and we're waiting to hear from Nina on his condition.
During the break, we received a notice.
Yes, I think all Russian media did.
From the Red Federation. It's a demand for R1 to broadcast a message from its leaders. It's already up online. I guess now they want it.
A decision's been made that R1 won't be doing that. We're not handing over the airwaves. We won't spread lies.
Another part of all of this is what? How the U.S. is going to respond to a nuclear strike on one of its military bases. To help answer that, we've brought in Owen Spall, a regular guest and a former professor at Oxford University, who was forced out of his position over his defense of President Muratov. Owen, what can we expect from the Americans after the attack on Minot?
Whoever's finger was on the button when those missiles were fired, they were fired from Russia. Russia is suddenly an existential threat to the United States. We have to assume they're going to retaliate.
I think it's important to remember that President Muratov didn't give that order.
But the U.S. very likely doesn't see Muratov as being in charge anymore.
We haven't heard anything, any statements from the U.S. about the president or this coup.
Right, I'm not going to debate optics, okay? I think we're well past that. The calculus here is very simple. Unless Russia wants to face an all-out response, it needs to finish what was started and cripple the U.S.'s nuclear arsenal, as much of it and as quickly as possible.
Wait, Owen,
we are talking about the end of the world, and you want to escalate this?
When it comes to the survival of Russia, don't you? You put Muratov on a pedestal, and I know why, but you have to stop pretending he's this generational savior. He's not. He's never been. Because of him, Russia's lost allies, stature. He's turned countries like Ukraine into allies of the U.S.
You're siding with these people? This is insane. We're not doing this. I want his microphone cut, and I want him off the stage now.
Look, in 10 years, every superpower on the planet is going to be at war over land, water. Muratov can't win those fights. Look at the U.S. Look at the Space Force. They've been gearing up to make one last big grab for everything, and this country's been whistling past the graveyard. All right? Russia has to embrace much, much more aggressive tactics if it's going to survive.
There are Russians and Americans working together right now on the International Space Station. You're saying a better solution is to what? Fight over it? Fire more missiles?
Everywhere's a battlefield. And if the Red Federation's willing to cross some imaginary line, okay, to protect Russia that Muratov can't or won't, then Russians need to think about which side they're on. Muratov made you rich, Victor. But your story, it's not normal. It's not what most people here get to experience. You just bought another vacation home, right? Good for you, but not for Russia.
If Russia's I think Owen's done enough damage. I'm not sharing a stage with this maniac.
Victor!
What is going on?
Anyone? Or the U.S.? We're retaliating. Are we okay?
We're back. We've tried to block out the sirens as best we can. Lydia's decided to, chose to live. She has a young daughter. We wish her just that she gets home safely. Owen is... I'm sorry. The sirens are in response to an unknown number of U.S. missiles, nuclear missiles, confirmed to be heading toward Russia. We're hearing there are plans to intercept them, but we won't know what happens until... I don't know. Okay, I'm... Okay, I'm being told we have Alexei Cheka on the line. He's a member of the Federation Council and a friend. Alexei, are you at the Kremlin?
Victor, are you there?
Alexei, are you all right? Where are you?
I don't think I should say. They might be listening.
Who's listening?
The Red Federation. Now listen to me, Victor. They are going to launch every missile they can before those warheads hit. People need to be ready for what is coming. This is happening, Victor. You must make sure they know. You have to make sure. Quiet.
Are there other people there? Who's with you? Are you somewhere safe? Alexei.
They're rounding us up. People are... their bodies in the halls. I saw...
What's the plan to deal with these people? The president has to have...
Oh, the president, Victor. He's not...
Not what? Alexei, not what?
What do you honestly think he could do, Victor? Honestly. The people in the streets killing their neighbors for the Red Federation. They're Muratovs. Huh? He made them. And you know this. He builds these people up in secret, these extremists, so that he can have a foil, you know? Someone worse than him, so he can point at it and say, they're the problem. And we let him do it, Victor. We let him build an army of psychopaths. And when his cabinet turns his army against him, we sit here asking, how did this happen, huh? We failed. Shit.
Alexei, what's going on?
We always look the other way, Victor. We did not see what was coming.
Alexei! Are you still... Who's shooting? Alexei! We can now report that 7 of the U.S. missiles have been successfully intercepted, but 25 more are still airborne and heading toward their targets. The expected time of impact is some 3 minutes from now. We're hearing reports of additional missiles fired from U.S. submarines in the Atlantic, but I don't have any details. How many their targets. We also don't know whether Russia responded. Alexei Cheka and I served together as part of the Federation Council. We shared priorities for our homes for Russia. I know his family. He knew mine. He was a good man. Maybe what he said is a reason we are here today. I don't know. What? We've just received word that a missile is headed for Moscow, for the Kremlin. Just a few blocks from where I am broadcasting. Attempts to intercept it are ongoing, but do we still have Nina? Is anyone in the studio? The studio's empty now. We still have no word whether Russia has retaliated or if there is anyone out there still loyal to humanity. Stop this before there's nothing left, please. I don't know what else to say,
what to leave you with, except for a quote, Dostoevsky. The whole question here is, am I a monster or a victim myself?
has been Sign Off, a branded podcast from LA Times Studios and paid for by Bleecker Street and LD Entertainment in support of the film ISS. Only in theatres, January 19th.
Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and freshly cleaned homes. And it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at SimpliSafe Home Security, the only home security system I use and recommend. Here's why I love it. It's trusted by experts. SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security Systems for 2024 by U.S. News & World Report, and Newsweek awarded it Best Customer Service in Home Security. The system blankets your whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more, plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day, so you get fast emergency response and dispatch when you need it most. SimpliSafe professional monitoring agents can even help stop crime in real time by speaking to intruders through the wireless indoor camera, warning them that they're being recorded and police are on their way. With no contract and a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try SimpliSafe risk-free. Don't absolutely love it? Send the system back for a full refund. SimpliSafe has given me and many of our listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplisafe.com/man-in-the-window. That's simplisafe.com/man-in-the-window. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.